Hey guys, thanks so much for tuning in to The Strong Her Way to Eat, Move, and Live. This is a podcast all about empowering women to make an impact through nutrition, movement, mindset, using non-diet strategies. I am your host, Alicia Carlson, and today we are going to be talking all about how you can start to hack your bad habits. Now, here is the thing that I have learned. I have completely nerded out on habits and behavior change over the last few years, and being a solopreneur right now, so meaning I am really the only person that is involved in my business at this point, it means I am wearing a lot of hats. I'm doing a lot of things throughout the day, and that's probably not unlike you. One of the keys to success in business, especially when you are a one-man show, is automation. And as I started to kind of learn about automating things in my business to sort of take my hands off of the business and really, you know, do something once, have it created, have it out there, and not have to think about it again, I started to think about ways that we could essentially automate certain areas of our own personal lives in order to free up some of the mental energy, some of the physical energy that we're exerting. And really what I've discovered is that is through habits, that's through creating personal systems and different routines. So here's the deal. Our lives are basically made up of the daily habits that we have. So when you really stop to think about that, it is pretty crazy to think about where you're at today, who you are today, what you have physically in your life right now is basically just the result of your daily habits compounding over time. And that's, you know, that's where we end up. That's the results that we have. And as you kind of start to look around at your life, you might see that maybe there are some areas that you want to work on. Maybe there are some areas that you're not completely content with or happy with, and you know that you need to make some changes, but it can feel really overwhelming to make those changes. So today I want to help you really just kind of hack some of those habits that have kind of contributed to where you're at in your life in certain areas that may not be where you want to be. So basically, from the time that you wake up and until the time that you go to sleep, you are running on your habits. Your habit is basically your brain's way of saving you time and energy. I mean, if you had to think about every single thing that you did or the order that you did things all day long, you would be exhausted. It's kind of like starting a new job or taking a new class or something. There's so much new information that you really have to think about, you know, your schedule, or you have to think about the order of things that you do. And that is exhausting on your brain. So your brain has devised this way to save energy, to, you know, sort of bypass this fatigue. And that is your habits. That's your brain's way of saving you time and energy, is by automating things so that you don't have to think about it all the time. Now, if your habits are supporting the lifestyle that you want to be living, then this is basically awesome news, right? Your brain is kind of doing you a favor by short-circuiting, or not really short-circuiting, but basically bypassing that need for you to be thinking about everything. However, if your habits are not supporting the lifestyle that you want, then you might be feeling a little bit more defeated and overwhelmed. The good news is, though, is that if you learned habits that aren't supporting your lifestyle, you can also learn habits that will support your lifestyle. But it just really does kind of take you looking at your life right now, looking at the different key areas of your life. So like your relationships, your physical health, your connection to like a purpose or a higher calling, your mental health, your emotional health, your financial health. So there are really just kind of these seven different key pillars of health or areas of your life that you have to kind of think about and focus on. And then you sort of take a look at those different areas that I just mentioned, and you figure out, okay, where am I at kind of in each of these different areas? And maybe for some of you, there's a specific area that sticks out a little bit more, and you can immediately kind of pinpoint some habits or some behaviors that you're doing in that arena that aren't serving you. For others, they might be a little bit sneakier. They might be habits that you're not even really aware are habits. You just think that it's something that you do, and you don't really see kind of the long-term implication of that. But essentially, you know, if you can create a bad habit, you are just as powerful and just as capable to create good habits. So that is great news for all of us. when I started looking at the ways that I could simplify my life, like I said, being kind of the only person running my business, being a mom, being a wife, being, you know, a leader, kind of pulled into some different directions, I knew that I needed my life to be simple. I needed it to be as automated as possible. And I just really had to kind of get a hold of certain aspects of my life so that I could essentially start to kind of run on autopilot and not have to worry about the results and the outcomes. Now, you might be thinking, you know, that running on autopilot isn't always healthy. And depending on, you know, if you've read certain books or you've listened to certain podcasts, mindfulness right now is a huge buzzword. And truthfully, mindfulness is one of your best strategies, is one of your best tools that you can have to help you really start to cultivate and create the lifestyle that you want to be living. However, if we can get to that place to where we have, you know, the bulk of our habits are kind of set up in a way that they are supporting our life, then that's a huge weight that we don't have to carry anymore, because we know that we've done the work, we've done the mindfulness kind of up front. And so now we've created these habits that are going to support our long-term goals. They're going to help kind of carry us to that finish line, get us to be living that lifestyle that we desperately want. But initially, it is going to take some mindfulness. It's going to take a lot of intentionality. It's going to take being deliberate and practicing and messing up over and over and over again. So yes, I would agree that if you are running on autopilot and your habits are not supporting the lifestyle that you want, then we definitely need to pump the brakes. We need to get ourselves to that place where we are being intentional. We're being really mindful about our behaviors daily. And as we start to switch some of those habits that maybe aren't serving us to habits that are definitely more aligned with who we want to be and the life that we want to be living, it's okay to let some of those things go on autopilot because we don't have to think about it. So for example, once you kind of establish a routine of movement, you don't have to think about or motivate yourself all the time to take action, to go work out, right? Like it just becomes a part of your day, sort of like brushing your teeth. And so we want to work on kind of creating those kinds of positive habits that are going to be supporting your lifestyle in all those different key areas so that you don't have to think about it as much. And that frees you up mentally, emotionally, physically to start thinking about other things that maybe do need a little bit more of your attention. Basically, I believe that living a healthy lifestyle should be and feel just as easy as living in an unhealthy one. And if you have kind of heard my story, you know that I used to be so swept up and caught up in diet culture that I was constantly thinking about my food, constantly tracking what I was eating and worrying about calories and my weight, that really my healthy lifestyle didn't feel super easy. It felt like I was kind of always having to think about it, investing energy there, investing energy and obsession with the obsession around what my body looked like. And that was exhausting. And I just remember kind of standing in the kitchen, having somebody, I don't remember if it was my daughter or my husband, taking pictures of me before, like these before transformation pictures that we see all the time, to prove, you know, how effective this quote unquote healthy lifestyle change is going to be. And I just was exhausted. I was tired from starting over. I was tired from trying again. And I, you know, there, I felt like, man, this should be easier. It should feel a lot easier. The tricky part is that often it is easier to create unhelpful habits because we get that payout sooner, right? So for example, if you are feeling super stressed out and your kind of go-to habit is to, you know, scarf down a chocolate bar or eat a bag of chips or something like that, we know ultimately that that doesn't end up making us feel better in the long run. And oftentimes we feel worse afterwards, whether that's physically just not feeling well, or we have kind of that emotional lashing that we give ourselves, that mental lashing that we give ourselves, and we feel guilty or we feel shame. So we know that, you know, in the long run, that's not going to make us feel better, but immediately it takes care of that feeling of stress or of anxiety. So with those habits that tend to be, you know, unhelpful habits or habits that don't support, you know, the healthy, thriving lifestyle that we want to be living, it can be kind of tricky because they feel good in the moment, but long-term, they are actually moving us further away from our goals and who we want to be. Whereas the habits that seem a little bit harder to get started, but we know that they are going to have tremendous payoff down the road, we have to kind of suspend the reward, if you will. We have to be able to kind of sustain that momentary discomfort, that momentary, you know, exerting of self-control and discipline and just committing to the process. But eventually that payout comes, right? And so I think that's really where it can be kind of tricky for us to, I guess it's just easier for us to fall into unhealthy habits or unhelpful habits, more so than it is for us to fall into habits that are a little bit more helpful. So here's what I'm hoping to accomplish with this particular episode. I want to help you hack the habits that aren't necessarily helping you be the woman that you know you were created to be, that I know that you were created to be. It can be downright scary when we start talking about habits and routines and changing. We will definitely, no doubt, run into some fear-based thoughts that may produce anxiety or perfectionism. We might be afraid that when we start to change ourselves, we're going to be judged by others, or we're going to lose those relationships and those people in our lives, because change is hard. And oftentimes, when we set out to start to create change, it really forces the people that are closest to us to start examining their own life. And typically, when we get that negative response from them, it has so much more to do with the discomfort and the insecurity in themselves than it ever has to do with you. You may actually fear finding some success in these different areas, because then it means that you have something to lose, right? So as we start to gain success, as we start to gain momentum, you know, in these different goals, whether it's a physical goal or a goal of being more present with your family and kind of letting go of workaholic or hustle tendencies, it can feel scary because it feels like there's something to lose. Whereas if we feel like we're always kind of losing, we're always kind of starting over, we're always kind of struggling to get momentum, then you might already feel like you've lost, right? And so there could be that fear of success. You might be afraid to try because you know that you're not going to do it perfectly. And perfectionism is definitely one of those things that can keep us stuck from even just going out and giving something a shot, because we're afraid of failing. We're afraid of making a mistake or looking foolish. But the reality is that all of that is a part of your journey to success. You cannot have success without trying and failing and learning and making mistakes and growing and getting up and dusting yourself off. That's just the reality. Fear of change is a huge thing that ends up kind of tripping people up when they try to hack their habits. So I think if you can kind of get ahead of that a little bit and maybe start to identify some of your fears or some of your worries, that sort of puts you at an advantage so that when those things kind of start to pop up, you can catch on to them a lot quicker. I feel like even if we know that something isn't serving us, it still might feel comfortable, right? It's even if it causes that temporary discomfort down the road, it's doing something for us in the moment. Otherwise, we wouldn't do it, right? Like if there was no payout to sitting down and eating a bag of chips after a stressful day of work, we wouldn't continue to do it. So, you know, just kind of be aware that you might have some deeper things to sort of work through when it comes to your behaviors around food or exercise or things like that, when you're looking to make some changes to your habits, but that's okay. Lean into the discomfort. Don't worry about always feeling good. I think that's a trap that we kind of get stuck in, is we feel like we should always be happy. We should always be, you know, feeling good or feeling good in our bodies. But the reality is that the human experience is made up of both negative and positive experiences, both negative and positive feelings. And we ultimately are keeping ourselves stuck and we're playing small when we try to neglect allowing ourselves to feel something negative and not act because of it, right? Like, what would it be like to just feel the stress and not do something immediately to try to alleviate it, right? Like, obviously we don't want to be living in these constant high levels of stress for other reasons, but you know, what would it be like to feel that moment of stress or disappointment or something and not go for the chips or not go for the chocolate or the alcohol or something like that? So here, let's kind of dive into the plan. I've just got 6 action steps for you to kind of walk through and start to implement if you are wanting to hack some of your habits. So the first thing I want you to think about is picking the lowest hanging fruit. So when you look at your life and you look at those different areas of like your physical health, your mental health, emotional health, spiritual health, maybe your social connections and relational health, where you're at in terms of finding your purpose and your calling and really living into that, look at kind of your satisfaction, I guess, first in those different areas, and then see if you can identify one particular area that you really want to work on kind of improving. The tendency sometimes for people, especially if you're kind of like a go-getter, you're an achiever, you want to get things done, is you might want to start changing everything at once. But we know that that can feel really overwhelming and oftentimes just really ends in us kind of giving up or burning out. So I really want you to practice picking just one particular area and then see if you can kind of start to notice some different habits or routines that you have in that particular area. So for example, you know, we've kind of hammered the stress eating to death. So it could be something like that. Maybe you start to notice that, like every day that I have a meeting with so-and-so, I tend to feel more anxious, more stressed out. And then I end up going out for happy hour. And instead of, you know, enjoying just like a glass or a couple glasses of wine or whatever, I end up, you know, way over drinking, way overeating, just to kind of soothe that negative feeling. So that right there in and of itself is a habit. Maybe another habit is that instead of getting up and getting out of bed and going for a walk or going and doing your workout in the morning, the habit could be that you immediately hit snooze on your phone, and then you open up social media, right? And you just sit there and you scroll. And so you've spent all of that time doing something that maybe felt good in the moment, but then you feel pressured or you feel sort of stressed and your morning feels chaotic, and you didn't get your workout in. So again, just kind of looking at those different areas, see if you can start to identify some different habits or routines or behaviors. And you want to pick the one that feels the easiest, that seems the easiest to tackle. That's going to be your lowest hanging fruit. So next, I want you to take a look at your schedule. So maybe even just kind of journaling a day in your life to figure out when and where you want to work on implementing a new habit. So if you are kind of swapping something out, so let's run with the social media one for a minute. So maybe your habit right now is that you wake up and you immediately get on your phone and you just sit there and you spend, you know, 20 to 30 minutes checking email, refreshing Instagram, checking Facebook, or whatever you do. And you're wanting to fit some activity in, you want to fit some movement in, and you've identified that that's probably going to be the best place for you to do it with. Well, really, we're just kind of swapping a habit. So yes, in essence, we are creating a new habit sort of layered on top of an existing habit, but you can also kind of look at it as an exchange. So for that, it's already kind of built into your day. So you've got the cue, which is your alarm goes off or you wake up. The routine part of that is that you get on your phone. So we're really wanting to just change that routine. So instead of getting on the phone, it's going to be getting out of bed, getting your workout clothes on, and then going to the gym or going to your garage or your basement or wherever it is that you plan on moving your body. So then think about, okay, what do I need to do to kind of set myself up for success there? Is it laying your gym clothes out the night before? Is it, you know, maybe getting an alarm clock and actually putting your phone out of your room so that you have to get dressed first to go get your phone? You know, so that's one way to tackle it. If it's a habit that you're wanting to create altogether, that's sort of a new habit, then that's really where it's going to be helpful for you to kind of look at, okay, where do I want to, you know, fit this habit in? Where do I want to try to put this habit in? And then, you know, you work on sort of creating the cue, what's going to be sort of the trigger, what's going to be the actual habit or the routine itself, and then start to allow yourself to anticipate the reward. So what's it going to feel like after you get that workout done? What's it going to feel like after you implement that new habit? Third thing I want you to think about is, can you piggyback this habit into another habit or another part of your routine? So for example, I had been really feeling like I wanted to start paying attention to my yard a little bit more. I am definitely not a green thumb. I don't really enjoy typically spending a lot of time working on my yard. So for me, the idea of going out to pull weeds just for fun really didn't seem all that fun. I couldn't get myself motivated. But what I feel like just kind of started to happen is that we would get done with dinner and the kids would kind of be cleaning up the kitchen and I would just take my glass of wine. I would go outside and I just told myself I'm going to spend 10 to 15 minutes and just pull as many weeds as I could on this little section during that time. And that sort of became my routine. So like the trigger was finishing dinner, the routine, instead of maybe going and sitting outside or watching TV or something like that, I just went outside and started pulling the weeds. The reward was that I felt accomplished. I felt like I had done something that I knew I had sort of been putting off. So can you sort of piggyback it into another part of your routine? Another example is that I had been wanting to create, or I had been wanting to add some yoga back into my weekly routine, but it felt so heavy to add, you know, a 30-minute session or something like that. So instead, I figured, well, what the heck? Why don't I just, you know, maybe do like a 10-minute warm-up or a 10-minute cool-down yoga-based right around my runs? Because I was already planning to go out for a run 2 to 3 times a week. I knew that I needed to be warming up better or cooling down more because I had started getting some pain. And so that was a great way to just kind of, you know, tack this thing that I had been wanting to do, this habit that I'd been wanting to create based around a habit that I was already doing. So think about, can you piggyback these habits together? Number 4, I want you to break down your habit. So what's the habit that you want to change? You need to look at what happens right before that habit occurs. So the cue, what's the trigger? What's the feeling that you get after you do the habit? So what's that reward that you're anticipating? So ask yourself, what triggers your specific habits that you're wanting to change? Looking at your habit in this way, it really helps you to just see exactly what you're going to need to change. If you can kind of break it down into those 3 different parts. So what's the trigger? What's the thing that typically kind of triggers you to take the action that's the habit itself? And then what is the reward? What does that give you in the moment? What is that, you know, how does that make you feel? Because you want to start to anticipate that reward, that same sense of feeling of accomplishment or reward, you know, when we're swapping out kind of those unhelpful habits for habits that are a little bit more helpful. The good news is that you only actually have to worry about or work on changing the habit or the action itself. So you don't have to worry about, you know, changing the cue or the trigger necessarily. You don't even have to worry about changing the reward or anything like that. I just think the more intentional that you can be about conjuring up those feelings that you want to have at the end of whatever the habit is that you're creating, that's going to help kind of pull you to take action, especially when you don't feel like taking action initially. Number 5, it's important to recognize that in order to make a habit stick, you really need to create a craving for the habit. And again, that's going to come with consistency. It's going to come with practice, but it's also really going to come with you staying present and staying mindful with that reward, with that feeling that you want to have on the other side of that particular habit. So depending on the habits that you're working on, you're likely probably going to need to do a little bit of mindset work as well. So, you know, this is going to be a great opportunity for you to really figure out, why do you want to change your habits? Why do you want to create these changes? What's the lifestyle that you want to be living? How do you want to be feeling not only in your body, but in your life in general? And really start to kind of shift your mindset. You know, it's even something as simple as saying like, oh, I have to work out, to I get to work out, or I'm choosing to work out. You know, so it's just those little micro reframes can make all the difference. So basically using those 6 steps, you are pretty much going to be able to hack any habit using that simple method. So just to recap, you've got the trigger, you've got the habit itself, and you've got the reward. So if you can identify your trigger, you can start to think about the feelings that you want to have. You just have to worry about or work on swapping out the routine or the action itself. I want you to work on kind of creating the craving for that. So again, I really do think that that comes from focusing on the reward that you're going to get. So how are you going to feel after the workout? How are you going to feel if you know that you've exercised self-control around food? How are you going to feel, you know, if you get to bed on time so that you can get up early and all of those things? And then I want you to think about rewarding yourself for staying consistent. Now, I'm not a huge fan of using food as a reward because I think so often that's what we do. And it just kind of keeps us stuck in sort of that diet mentality and that diet mindset. You know, food, in my opinion, shouldn't really never be used as like punishment or reward. But with that being said, if you have kind of that carrot that's sort of dangling in front of you, like if you know, okay, I really want to work on this habit. If I stay consistent for 5 days or for 10 days or whatever, then I'm going to treat myself to a pedicure or to a new workout outfit or whatever that reward is for you. So inching your way closer to the woman you always knew you were going to be, you can do this with one habit at a time. And it really is that slow process. It's just inching yourself ever so closely. This creates more space and energy for you to focus on the things that truly matter the most to you without having to think about them all the time. By using this method of hacking your habits, I truly do believe that your healthy lifestyle will feel just as easy as that unhealthier lifestyle, because you aren't really going to have to be thinking about, you know, working out or what you're eating all the time. It becomes more routine, it becomes more automatic, and it takes less brain power overall. So I hope for you guys that this was helpful, really kind of learning about habits and learning how to hack my own habits and identifying the ones that were serving me and doing more of that, but also really identifying the habits that weren't serving me has been an incredibly powerful tool. And just keep in mind that really everything that you think, everything that you do, this life that you are living right now is a culmination of your habits. And so if you are closer to living the life that you want and being the woman that you were created to be, then I would say that in general, your habits are supporting you in that. But if you can honestly take a look at your life right now and you take a look at yourself and you know that you are not really living in alignment with who you were created to be, you feel like kind of shortchanging yourself, then chances are there are just some tweaks that you need to make to different habits to get you sort of reset and more in that direction that you want to be heading. So again, I hope that this was helpful for you. If it was, please consider leaving a review so that we can get the show in front of more people. Hit subscribe for sure so that you know when the new episodes are coming out. And if you want to learn more about me and kind of the work that I'm doing as a non-diet lifestyle coach, you can head on over to alishacarlson.com. You'll find all the other links needed in the show notes. Thanks again for hanging out, and I will talk to you again very soon.